mate. Pleasure to be here, mate.
First of all, Ben, congratulations to you and Mark Plaisted for last Sunday night winning the 2022 Australian Speedway Sidecar Championship. 2 years in a row now, Pity. You wouldn't have went into last Saturday night with a lot of confidence, UP, I don't think.
No. The couple of meetings leading up to the Aussies demo, we were scratching our head a bit. We didn't even make the semi. So, yeah, we just sort of went back to the shed and regrouped and put our heads down and got our heads back in the game pretty much. And, yeah, come out victorious at the end of the night.
When you haven't been around the sport myself all my life, Ben, when you go through a patch like that, it's hard to work out what's wrong, isn't it? It's just you can't put your finger on it sometimes.
It is, mate. You make a few changes to the bike, and it doesn't seem to make too much difference. But I suppose your body and mind sort of have to be in the race as well. You got to, just put your head down and keep going.
Yeah, when it comes to, like, we all sit down and watch the finished product on a Saturday night at Olympic Park, or go to Gilman, we see it out over there as well. But do you get nervous race day? How much of your day goes into thinking about it? Do you try not to think about it?
Oh, you try not to think about it, but I've been racing nearly 20 years, mate, and I still get nervous before the first race every meeting now. Yeah.
Have you learned a way of controlling that, Ben, those nerves?
Oh, just do what you do. Just work on the bike and try and keep your mind busy, I suppose, and just think, just go out there and have fun, and whatever happens will happen.
I suppose once race one's out of the road, you're away.
Yeah, that's it. Once you go out for practice in the first heat, all them nerves go on you, and you... adrenaline starts kicking in then, so...
Keen to go,
all right.
Those couple of meetings you had at Gilman leading in that weren't good at all for you, was there a stage last Saturday night where you and Mark said to yourself, we're on track here, this is going all right?
Yeah, well, after the first race, we got a first in our first race, and then come in, and Mark said to me, man, that's fine, we'll just keep doing what we're doing, and the next four races after that, we're fast as well. So we thought, yeah, we're on track.
It must be a good feeling to come from, you know, a couple of shockers to we're going all right here in an Aussie title again. This is all flowing at the moment. You know as well as I do, Ben, things can change in sidecar racing really fast, can't it?
Yeah, that's exactly right, mate. Yeah, and especially in Adelaide, it's always fast racing, close racing, and you make one mistake and your night's finished pretty much, and things just went our way Sunday night, and it was great. All worked out well.
You've won one each now, one on your home track at Mildura, one at Gilman Mark's home track. I'll put you on the spot a bit, Pity. Have you got a favourite of the two, or are they just as good as each other?
Oh, Mildura being my home track, I'd say it's my favourite, but Gilman is an awesome track. It always has been. The track crew do an amazing job there, and it's always fast and furious, yeah.
I was about to say, I've commentated a lot of Australian sidecar titles now, and I've watched a heap. That last Sunday night was as good as I've seen as far as an Aussie chair title goes. Do you notice it when I know you do, but do you notice it as a racer that the whole level just goes up again?
Yeah, definitely. It's a whole new level from even a state title. State titles is a top meeting, and Australian title, it's the best around Australia. So you really got to be on your game, or you miss out. Yeah.
Well, I've heard a lot of experienced guys say that they're not the most enjoyable meeting you can ride in because of the pressure and the stress and how hard it is.
Yeah. Well, I think you seem to ride better in national title because you're with the best of the best, and it just steps up that next level, mate. I think so, anyway.
The bike you and Mark are on have been for a couple of years. It's been a bit of a... Tell me if you disagree with me. It's been a bit of a phenomenon. Like, a lot of people like yourselves that are a team and you've gone and got a new frame, new motor, it takes a couple of years to iron it all out. It doesn't seem to work like that for you guys.
No. We were expecting to be at the bottom of the stack when we got the new bike, but
yeah.
It usually takes a couple of seasons to work it out. But this Stinger race frame from Mike Zahn in New Zealand, she's a rocket, mate, and it come out on top as soon as we bring it out the shed. So, yeah, credit to Mike Zahn in New Zealand, Stinger race frames.
Can you feel the difference between the FZR 1000 and the Crossplane, the R1? Can you feel that as a passenger?
Yeah, yep. The FZR's probably more aggressive, whereas the Crossplane, it pulls a lot harder, but it's a lot smoother.
Yep.
The Crossplane, it's actually a pleasure to ride on. It's a top bike.
It didn't take Mark long to adapt either. I'd imagine he wouldn't have done a lot of riding on a Crossplane before.
No, that was his first time on a Crossplane. He's taken the reins well to that, and he's riding it like a champion.
A lot of people say they're the future of sidecar racing, that particular motor. A lot of people say they're not. They're going to be a part of it, but
yep.
It took Darren Treloar probably 6 or 7 years to iron out all the weak points and get his to the point where you race it week in, week out with maintenance and it wouldn't go bang. So he's got a lot to do with the background, the background development done on them already, really.
Yeah, that's right, mate. Like with the FZRs, they're sort of getting a bit hard to come by these days.
Yeah.
Like with cranks and bottom ends and stuff like that, they're sort of phasing out a bit. So you have to keep up with technology to sort of stay in the game, I suppose. And they're working well.
The Stinger race frames from New Zealand, Ben, how'd you and Mark run across them?
I reckon Mark went over to New Zealand to race, I'll say 10 years.
Yep.
And he met Mike Zahn. And they've just been talking about it over the years. And Mark decided to start building a new bike and wanted Mike at Stinger Race Frames to do it for him. And they've spent a few nights talking about what they wanted and how they wanted it. And
rest is history, just handled straight out of the box. So, I mean, we all knew what you were doing with the new frame, new motor, and everyone thought, it'll probably bring it back to the pack a little bit for a couple of years, but the whole thing's just come out like a rocket. You've won two Australian titles.
Yeah, it has. It's a bloody top bike, and it has been from the start, like you said, and it's just awesome.
Now, we look forward now to Perth, April 8 and 9, next year at the new Perth Speedway track, which, it's a long way away, Ben. I don't know how many meetings everyone's going to get to do before the title night, but you must be looking forward to... Three in a row doesn't get done very often, mate.
No, it doesn't, mate. We'd be happy to get a third. I suppose Mark and I will have to sit down over the off-season and work out what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. And we'll definitely be there for 2023 Aussie title.
Well, from seeing what I've seen of it on footage, it looks like it'd suit the Playstead Pit sidecar team pretty nice, I reckon.
Oh, I hope so.
It looks like that type of track, similar to Gilman, a little bit like Mildura. I think you should get around it pretty well.
Yeah, hopefully, mate. Everyone that's ridden there already reckons it's a nice, fast track and nice surface. So, see what we can do. Hopefully we can get there and do a couple of meetings before the Aussie titles and toss it out and see if we can get it set up to win a third.
To win another one. Ben, yeah. I'm almost out of time. Mate, it was fantastic to sit back last Sunday night with the wife and friends and watch you win a second Australian title. And I can remember Mark Placid when he first came into the sport, and it's an incredible story. I don't think it's going to finish anytime soon. Congratulations from everyone here in the world of motorsport in Mildura, mate, and I suppose it's downtime now and a bit of family time for the next few months.
Yeah, that's right, mate. We'll take a bit of time out, regroup and sort out what we're going to do for the 22-23 season.
And in the meantime, we can all just keep going back on Facebook and watching that final, I reckon.
Yeah, my phone's worn out already, I reckon.
Yeah, I don't think you'd be the only one around Australia. Ben, mate, thanks for joining us on this afternoon's program. It's been great to catch up with you. It's not every day you get to speak to a reigning Australian sidecar champion, and it's pretty cool that you're from Mildura as well.
Thanks very much, Damo. Just a big shout-out to G1 Logistics. They've been helping us out for the last 3 years, and we really appreciate that. Pitty's Floor Sand and Polishing. My partner, Cara, 3 kids. All my family and friends for being there to support us over the years.
Nah, mate, well said. It's a team. Without the team around you, you go backwards.
That's right, mate. Definitely.
Nah, Ben, you enjoy your time down, and we'll see you going around a speedway track again next year.
Thanks very much, Dave, mate.